introduce myself. My name is Rajan Shankara, formerly known as Yogi Rajanatha. I studied yoga and meditation, Hindu or Eastern philosophy and theology for 12 years at Kauai's Hindu Monastery on the beautiful Garden Island of Kauai. And let's see, I left the monastery September 2018, and once I left, with my guru's blessings, I have continued to teach shum meditation and life coaching and helping people with Eastern philosophical principles instead of Western ones. And I don't use Hinduism, but I do rely heavily on the tenets of understanding the mind with a Jungian psychological background to explore suffering, pain, and the various levels of the mind. And in order to understand ourselves, our relationships, our work, and life itself, I suppose. Right now, I am hosting from the beautiful Redwoods in Santa Cruz, and we'll be doing a short but effective shum meditation. I will guide you with the shum word and then use English afterwards. If you were advanced shum practitioners, I would just be using the shum word. For example, I would say Li Shum Nam Bi, and I would not use any English. So, since we are all beginners here, let me use the shum word and guide you with the English. I hope everyone is ready and seated in their favorite meditation posture. I am, and I am going to begin. Li Shum Nam Bi. Sit down in a comfortable position with right hand over left, fingers interlocked. Make sure your head is upright above the spine. A little lower, let's check our shoulder blades. Pull them back. A little lower, make sure the lower arch in the spine is strong and erect. And now we're sitting up straight. Hands are resting on our lap. Li Shum Nam Bi. Mum Limph Dim Na. Begin to become aware of your breathing. Recognize that you're inhaling through the nose. And take a deep breath diaphragmatically, pushing the belly out like a balloon as you inhale. And exhale, compressing the abdomen in towards the spine. And repeat. Mum Limph Dim Na. Now we're sitting very still. And we're just aware of our breathing. The belly being the only thing moving in as we exhale, inhale, and moving closer towards the spine and being compressed as we exhale. Want you to watch the breath as we do in all meditation. But instead of watching only, I want you to engage the breath. I want you to become in charge of your breath. And if you were to not be aware and engage your breathing, you would stop breathing. And our inhale and exhale becomes like a string or a thread of continuity that we alone are in charge of. Very good. And we're sitting very still, like a concrete statue. And we're now taking this once automatic process and turning it into a manual one. Our breathing completely up to us. We're now in charge and oversee this operating system. See the beginning of the breath, the middle of the breath, and the end. And exhale. Seeing the beginning, middle, and end, reaching full capacity of our exhale. And inhale. Now we're hyper focused on our breathing alone. Lum lymph dim na. Akai is our next breathing exercise. We will inhale twice through the nose in two short bursts and exhale through the mouth in two short bursts. And the rhythm is in, out, out. In, out, out. Akai. Now we begin to visualize red at the base of the spine during Akai Lisimbi. Sitting very still. Only the belly moves in and out. Now begin to feel warmth during Akai Lisimbi. Warmth in the legs and in the hands and the arms. And this warmth is underneath the skin, in the blood, in the bones, in the tissues of the limbs. And I want you to radiate this warmth upward from the legs and the arms into the torso. And carry this warmth upward past the torso into the neck and into the head. And increase the pace of this rapid breathing. And the rhythm is in, out, out, in, out, out, in, out, out. Now, feeling the inside of the body get very warm. You may begin to perspire slightly. In, out, out, in, out, out. And relax. Return to diaphragmatic breathing through the nose only. Slowly breathing still in full control, sitting very still. Kalibasa. Kalibasa is the shum word to begin counting the breath. And as we inhale through the nose, pushing the belly out like a balloon, and exhaling, compressing that belly inward, we try to attain 9 counts in and 9 counts out. Kalibasa. And now we're sitting so still, breathing in an equal, controlled way. We forget about the outside of us, the room that we're in. And now we're aware of the inside of us. Everything underneath the skin. And as we sit very still, we go beyond the body, and our consciousness goes towards the spine. And we visualize the spine as a hollow tube full of silver cords. Simshumbisi. Simshumbisi is visualizing the spine as this hollow tube full of cords, as the source of power within the body. And it acts as an elevator shaft, moving our consciousness with our breath. And every time we exhale, we visualize our energy going from the limbs into the spine, into this beautiful hollow tube full of power, confidence, the essence of energy itself. And we go from the bottom of the spine up to the middle, where our willpower is. And we exhale and we go a little higher. Simshumbisi. Now relax the counting of your breath. Breathe naturally. Sitting very still. Not moving a muscle. Now with this next breathing technique, we're going to focus more in the head. And we're going to go into our mind. And in stages, we leave the room behind and we leave the body behind. And we end up going into the mind. Bivumbika. In Bivumbika, I want you to inhale through the nose, pushing the belly out like a balloon. And as you exhale, slowly breathe through the mouth, adding resistance with the lips as if you're blowing out candles on a cake from across the room, or as if you're playing a woodwind instrument. And the air squeezes through the middle of the lips, resistance slows down our exhale. Bivumbika. Breathing in through the nose and slowly out through the mouth. Now, if you haven't yet already, I want you to lose consciousness of the hands and the arms and the legs. And using this hollow tube in the spine, I want you to use the exhale and go upward in consciousness. With every exhale, sitting very still. Bivumbika. Now, as we go into the mind, we can focus on the closed eyelids, peering out into that vast bluish black space. And in the beginning, we see speckles of dust, granules of light, or maybe light orbs floating around. Use every exhale to go higher up the spine, deeper into yourself. And as you peer upwards, it may get brighter in between the eyes. And you can begin to focus on some of the light, even if it's dusty and granulated. You can begin to collect them as if they're magnetized with that upward gaze. And lengthen the out breath and exhale slowly as possible. Bivum. Slowly disengage from the body. As if you only have a head, like a balloon on a string. So light. Free. Untethered. As if nothing else exists but your awareness. Bivumbika. Now return to normal diaphragmatic breathing through the nose only. As you inhale, the belly expands. And as you exhale through the nose, the belly contracts. And sit inside this state of awareness for a moment. Kaif. Kaif means awareness, aware of itself. Pure observation, self-reflection. Kaif. Now we're going to stay in Kaif, but we're all going to chant Om three times. And the way I was trained to chant Om is pronouncing the individual syllables Ah, Oo, and Mm. And I want everyone at home to chant this out loud, following my lead. Kaif. Now we'll work our way down again, reversing the process. We'll visualize the spine. And that hollow tube now has beautiful white light in it coming from the skull. And we can use our breath to move that energy back downward into the body. And visualize a type of light distribution into the cells, all coming from the spine, outward into the limbs, in our muscle tissue, into our veins, lighting up each arm, each finger, the legs, the toes. And feel that warmth again. As we go from Bivumbika to Kalibasa, breathing normally. Tuakai leasing be. And we can rest this light in the heart or in willpower. Returning to the Shum Nambi, the first word we started with. Sitting very still, yet feeling the whole body now as a one unit, full of beautiful energy, full of confidence, self-reliance, self-esteem, happiness and contentment, as if nothing is wrong. And we remember that we can always return to this place. And every Shum meditation ends with the same command. Shum Nam Reh Tien Ba. Letting everyone know that they can move their hands slowly, move their wrists, slowly open your eyes, and return to your normal world. Thank you very much for that short meditation.